and W Mobile.
KO4HKX.
Hope your day's going well and you had a good weekend.
And it is. I hope you had a good weekend and your day's starting off all right.
Yep, starting out pretty good. Can't complain.
Hopefully it stays that way. Anything this weekend?
Anything special? Yesterday I worked a little bit on that stump out in the front yard, cut it down a little lower. And then I gotta burn it out, but it's gonna take a little bit.
They're a little bit of work.
Bit of charcoal put on it, get a little fire going on it.
Might help anyway.
That managed to get the car washed.
Not that yet. I need to. I have to get up there and pull the antennas off the roof.
Finally got that bag mount where I could just pop it off and throw it in the back.
That is the nice thing about a mag mount.
I said something.
That wasn't me. That was the interference we've been getting for a while now. Gonna your radio lately? Hey, Jeff?
On it. Andy here lately. I don't know, just other things going on, just hadn't been on it.
I got back on JSA call this weekend, got it all set up and working again.
You learned. Think of it, what was it, FT8 I was set up on?
So I don't remember. I thought you were doing JSA call, but if you're set up for FT8, pretty much the same settings in your radio, just need to download the program and go into it. Tell what radio you're on.
4A's Eddie.
Dude, hope you're having a good start to your day. KO4HKX over here.
Good morning, dude. KN4TFW.
Ken, good morning, you guys. Yeah, everything good so far.
What'd you get into this weekend?
I went to my youngest brat's house and we had cookout and all that junk yesterday. And I don't remember the day before.
Thing to go when you're getting old.
What's next? Ever check into that about your knees? You ever look into that?
But I will here soon.
He's got one more treatment to do. He does. He bought six, is what it was. But anyway, he's 100% with that thing. He said he can't believe it. He couldn't do anything. And now he said I can do anything I want now. He said that's amazing. He avoided an operation, but yeah, I don't know if it works for everybody. I know it worked for him. He's like 75.
But yeah, I haven't started looking into any of it yet. But that is in the near future to start.
You know, don't ever know if your knee's bothering you any. But I'm waiting on the power to go out. Doggone it.
T-Mobile.
Eric, KO4HKX.
Morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
Hey, Eric. N4A's Eddie.
Good. Happy Monday. How was y'all's weekend?
Pretty quiet. I didn't get into a whole lot of anything. Just kind of relaxing.
Yep, same here.
The same for us. We just hung around the house most of the weekend and ate, ran, and watched TV.
Who in there?
But
what today?
I have regular TV, so no watching the race for me.
Interesting.
Watch them all, but I watch a few of them here and there. Good wrecks. I had a bunch of good wrecks. Oh yeah, Patrick.
I am heading that way now, coming through Traveler's Rest.
can you?
I'm running a little bit behind this morning.
Start.
My early days, but I'm behind for that early day. About 10 minutes.
Works out good for you.
I'm receiving him because I'm not.
You're in a mast. Back to work, Eric, right?
So I get down into Spartanburg, I guess. But, yeah, I don't think any of us can hear Leon. I don't know if he's on the reverse or what, but, yeah, it sounds like you're having a conversation with nobody.
Than everybody. I'm going to go get some batteries.
6Y.
Put in there. ID.
Put it in there.
Yeah, and good morning.
14TFW. Didn't see 9V. Sorry, guys.
Haven, KO4HGX.
Leon, W2JKT.
On the reverse.
They had an upgrade, the software upgrade on my NR7500 Bluetooth radio, and it upped it from like 12 channels to 32 channels per bank now. And I programmed it over the weekend, and I forgot to put the offset in the 610. Oops.
That explains why he was hearing you and we weren't.
Why is that?
Simplex. In other words, I was transmitting on 610 and not 010. That's what I should have been.
To a straight line.
QSL.
I'll be doggone. What are you doing?
Okay, far as I know, you know, them people ain't talking to me unless I fork over a good bit of my mama's estate, and I ain't going to do that, so they probably ain't never going to talk to me again.
Think I might fork over a little.
I'll give you their address and particulars, and go by, you can go by there and talk to them. I believe she does carry a big old 357 in the purse, but she ain't that got that bad of a temper most of the time.
I prefer to get shot with a 45, but a 327 or a 357 would have to do.
That's pretty big hole in you. But anyway, yeah, they live down there at the bottom of Pickens Street, if you know where that is.
If you've got, do you have Patrick's info?
I got his phone number and all that.
Text it to him, maybe the phone number or something. Do I need to tell him that I know you?
Against that.
Okay.
You heard they got a Mustang in the garage or something, and see if they want to sell it.
I'll keep you out of it. You know, in case I do go down there, maybe my chances of getting shot will be less.
Be a lot less. KF4NXY.
N4AZE. I'm getting close, isn't it?
Yeah, we talked to them about a week ago, and we were third on the list, so they ought to be getting out here pretty soon.
I don't know where for Gracie, my youngest brat. We're putting her one in.
Looking forward to it because way out here in the country where I'm at, when the power goes off, we're not way up on the totem pole to get it cut back on.
Generator, you might sell some to your neighbor.
It's true, just run a drop cord down there to them and hook them up when the power goes off.
Power.
Good work.
Just hook them up a 120 cord.
KO 4 NX.
Hey, Eric, didn't you have a remote control of your station at home? Does that include your JSA call? At the house, why don't you see if you can hit it today if you have time?
What's time today?
I'm going to step out for just a minute, guys. KO4HKX.
HF. Oh, it's pretty busy over the weekend, but it sounded like a lot of Spanish.
And you're Mexican.
I got a guy that could translate for me. There's a guy I hired to do odd jobs around the house. Bring him in here when they're talking. Do the grass cutting, and he does the weed eating.
Communicate.
Speaks English good enough to, you know, to kind of do fairly well with it. He hiding from Trump and ICE. I know. Put him on a plane, send him home, he'd probably just walk back across the river, but that's getting harder to do. They got, went back to building the wall and got barbed wire down there now, and they probably done dropped a couple alligators in that water.
Fill it full of alligators.
Guys, they ain't done that years ago. Alligator on the menu and quail and all kind of stuff like that.
You do batteries this morning?
Yeah, not that I know of, but that's always subject to change.
Been using my Ryobi equipment last few days. Got the wife a she shit and been using the drills and saws and all kind of stuff out there.
Hope it all worked out good for you.
Man, I'm glad I found that store. Well, you know, I think you work right beside it, but oh yeah, it's one of my favorite places to go shop.
Our office, if it's the one down in Anderson, so that's my favorite store too. I spend way too much money in there.
Last time they had kind of a parking lot sale, kind of across the road from there, in a big old empty parking lot. I run up over $500 on my credit card. I had a good time.
More times than I care to admit to.
Don't want to hog the repeater this morning. I'll pass it around. KF4NXY.
I'm glad that it's particularly dangerous for me with my employee discount. It just makes it way too easy. But, we'll pass it around here a bit. WTJKT.
So much, you just come out with more stuff. One still operational in off Highway 8 between Easley and Pickens. But there is one, if you're going from Easley to Pickens on the right, it's a Ryobi. It may be manufacturing. Been by there in years.
Get to be there, and then they built the big distribution center off of 81. I think they built that place off of 81 in 2016, and then we built a new office building in 2019.
Got to be operational. I have gone by there, but I didn't pay any attention. But I know it was Ryobi there back in. I know it was there in the 90s, early 2000. I remember.
Long gone. They opened the new distribution center in 2016, and then our engineering office used to be down where Jody works now, in that building off of Paramedary Road. And then in 2019, we opened up the new building. And moved out of PDR, and then the county took it over. So that's where Jody's working now. Department and Roads and Bridges and a couple of other departments in that building now.
Pretty good. Has he been on it? I hadn't been on that much, but I haven't heard him in a few weeks.
Last week, I don't know if he's here this morning, but yeah, I did hear him last week.
Heard him. He was telling me his kids were coming down. He was going to be off a little bit.
2 weeks ago. He was on here last week, KO4HKX, but I hadn't heard him this morning.
Coming on with him. I hadn't heard him either.
Not in here. He must be off this morning.
Somebody else. Well, he was new. About 4 months. Come on, somebody name that tune.
W4 or SBX or BX, BSX, I can't remember what it is.
Maybe that was it. Okay. Good job.
Participated in North Carolina, South Carolina, QSO parties.
Jeff.
One of them was Saturday and one was Sunday.
Hey, Jeff.
That one in it since I got my general ticket. I don't get on it much.
Well, wasn't that long ago you said you didn't do HFs. I don't know. When did you get your general? Was it recently or have you had it a while?
In a while. I got my extra not too long ago.
And just hadn't been doing HF.
Not much into the make a contact, move on thing. Don't really care much for that.
I don't do any of that either. Once in a while, I've got a couple of groups do like we're doing right here, just rag chew.
It's just don't get any extra.
Was a little bit of work at that.
I've been looking at it for the last couple of years, and I kind of get into it and just kind of throw my hands up and leave it alone, but I need to really buckle down and get to work on it myself. KF4NXY.
Patrick, I didn't know that you had finally gotten the upgrade.
Pat?
Oh, what was it? October, November of last year, somewhere right around in there. During the Halloween, all that stuff going on, so I just hadn't made a big deal out of it.
We'll make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, make an extra and not tell anybody. What the heck, Patrick?
Like I said, just didn't think nothing about it. I'd taken that class with Gary several months before and was studying, so finally just the opportunity arose and last minute kind of thing, went and done it.
Don't subscribe to the same philosophy, but the reason I got it done is because I don't want to do it anymore. That was a tough one, NC9B.
Some more stuff. They should give you more power or something, you know, move you up to 5,000 watts or something if you want for extra.
I'm dealing with 1,500 watts.
There's out there.
You enforce it anyway.
And that's the truth.
I ran across a technician in the 40-meter band this weekend.
There's a lot of that. They'll come on, start talking to you and say, hey, is it all right for me to talk here if I'm a general? And we're down around 150-something, and I tell them, I say, you can talk here if you want to, but I don't think we're going to talk with you. With them.
There's no enforcement behind it anymore, or doesn't appear to be anyway.
On the FCC website, you'll see where they're getting late identifications and out of band. That's it. All the other nasty stuff, they don't do anything about.
My wife's call sign on CW one time, and she got a QSL card from the guy that this fella was talking to, and in the Caribbean. That's how we knew it was going on. Got her extra ticket, and so, you know, somebody was using her call sign on, and I think the 80 meter band down in the CW section. And the guy he was talking to sent her a QSL card thinking it was her that he was talking to, and that's how we knew somebody was bootlegging her call sign.
They can do CW, they can pass the test.
Exactly what I was thinking, you know, if you sharp enough to do the CW, just, you know, go ahead and take the test for extra. But anyway, thought I'd throw that in there. KF4NXY.
And 4AZE.
Every day, I'm fixing to pull up at work. 73, stay warm and enjoy the weather. NC9B.
Leon, KO4HKX. Be safe out there.
73, Leon. Have a safe day. KN4TFW.
Leon, KF4NXY.
Leon, N4AZE.
Have a safe W2JKT73.
Night.
An inconvenience.
Take the Clippers to mine. I'm done with it.
Need to cut mine pretty short. We'll have to fool with it for a while. Lock a helmet on easier.
When I leave the barber shop, I get on 123. I stick my head out the window and get all the loose hair off.
Insurance companies had some kind of little critter or something. It hit out the window and a little pinwheel thing going wee, wee, wee.
Arrived at my first stop, so it's time for me to get this thing opened up and get ready to go. Y'all be careful today. Have a great day and stay safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Step 3.
73, Patrick, you have an awesome day, and I'm going to sign with you guys, too. I'm rolling the gate now. Got to get my party started. Everybody have an awesome day. 73.
73, Ken, I'm going to sign as well. It's time to call Courtney and wish her a happy birthday today. So you guys have a good one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. W2JKT.
Good one. N4AZE.
Have a good day. Yeah, only thing I got going on, I got a doctor's appointment. Other than that, I'm probably get to back to work on my Marie She Shit, KF4NXY.
The day after tomorrow, Wednesday at 1:30, my generator comes on and exercises. Not the same as the power going out, but it does come on.
Be out there to watch it and see how it does.
Well,
yeah, that's good, you know, to have it come on every couple of weeks, you know, check itself out.
Got a Wi-Fi app, and you can, I got the little icon on my page, on my phone. I just touch it, and it brings the generator up and tells you all about it, everything good, you know.
Do you have a battery backup on the Wi-Fi for when the power goes out? Be a lapse there with your Wi-Fi coverage.
Of course, when that happens, I'm going to know it. So, I mean, you can look at it and while the power is going, like, right now, and see if everything looks good on it. That's all. Now, you can fire it up if you want to and do whatever, you know.
That's good to know, yeah. Yeah, my wife's smart car's got a self-diagnostic feature that I forget ever so often it'll check itself and all that. And I call that car Christine because when if it's cold, wet, and nasty, it locks the doors and won't let you in.
north, is it?
That's where I gave it the name from that movie.
N4AZ.
I don't spend much time in front or behind this car. I don't trust it.
None of mine are like that.
It does have that remote control backup features, so that if it's in a tight parking spot in a at the grocery store or whatever, you can kind of stand beside it and make it back up and come out the spot. It was a commercial for they've come on and won the Super Bowls, I think, and it had a New Jersey accent, and the people would say, "Park the car."
Hey, can you use it for like valet parking and have it come pick you up?
I was wishing it would do that one time when it was real rainy and didn't have an umbrella. I was like, man, it'd be nice to make that thing just come on over here. KF4NXY. Now you got to be pretty close to it to use that feature.
One day, probably won't be that long. You just mash a button and your car comes and picks you up.
We kind of think that's probably something on them Teslas already. Get in the car and say, take me to whatever address and easily, and lean the seat back and take a nap till you get there.
Isn't it?
Yeah, if they came out with that feature tomorrow, I don't think I'd take advantage of it. If I'm going down the road in a vehicle, I'm going to be the one driving it, not a GPS system that may or may not function properly.
Before that's really safe.
It killed a few people already, that have depended on that a little too much.
Then what they're doing.
The book 1984, I don't know if you ever read it, but a whole lot of stuff in that book that's right here with us right now.
Since 47, how our technology has expanded so fast.
Every time one of those, like Roswell, every time one of those spaceships wrecks and we take it out to the Skunk Works and take it apart and upgrade the technology. It'd be nice if Trump would declassify some of that stuff along with the JFK files.
Aren't they?
Already declassified the JFK and the Bobby Kennedy and the Martin Luther King. There's probably somewhere online that, you could take a look at it.
You want to know, probably destroyed way back then.
I remember all that going on, from when I was a little kid. I remember, seeing the footage, of him in Dallas, in the motorcade and everything. That was, it's quite a day.
It's an inside job.
Like, Oswald said before Ruby shot him that he was a patsy, and that's probably was the truth.
Pulls a crime like that to kill all the witnesses, right?
Accomplices, anybody that had anything to do with it, they didn't last very long. KF4NXY.
I think they gave you Oswald to give America somebody to hate, and then they took him out, and it was over.
Yeah, behind it and what all was really going on, but who knows if the truth of it will ever really come out. You never know. Well, what's on your agenda for today?
But sometime today. And other than that, I don't know. Just whatever happened. Depends what the weather does, I guess. What is our weather supposed to be today?
A nice day. That's, you know, like I was saying a while ago, I'm got a doctor's appointment sometime today. Marie keeps track of all that for me, and then to get that done, probably going to finish up the insulation in her she shed. I just about got that completed, and then roll out some flooring out there, and, you know, trying to fix up this little building nice for her. 24 by 12, I think. Besides, we got it from an outfit down toward Lake Russell, down there around Elberton. They got an ad on Facebook Marketplace, and we checked in with them, and for that size building, with the materials they use, it was the best deal around. So, you know, we had to wait a little while for them to put it together, but and they didn't charge anything, you know, for bringing it this far. We kind of expected they might add a service charge for bringing it this far, and since they were in Georgia and we're in South Carolina, they didn't charge sales tax, which that was great. So, you know, we kind of saved in a couple of areas with them.
Foundation for it or what?
I just, it's got to come with a wooden floor, and, you know, got it sitting on some blocks, and I got a hold of some concrete blocks from my sister-in-law. She had some left over from a wall project at her place, and made some steps going into it, and, you know, it's coming together.
You wire it yourself at all?
Marie really did most of the wiring. My hands aren't that steady anymore, so she put in the outlets and everything. I did put a magnetic 5/8 wave antenna on the top and hook up a little 2-meter old 202 handy talkie out there, and took a picture of it, put it on Facebook, and said, "Old school communications." Settled in here. probably be here till the end. I think you said something one day about coming around the third corner and headed for the checkered flag. That's, you know, we're going to be here for that.
I told somebody that, and I said, well, I'm not worried about it because I'm coming out the fourth corner heading toward the flag, checkered flag.
I got a whole lot more years behind me than I got ahead of me. Just going to try and peacefully and live out the rest of it. And it's main thing's trying to maintain my health. Somewhat. The older I get, the more health issues I seem to have. KF4 and XY.
Big, doesn't it, Dave?
Yeah, I just try not to get like some of them guys on 80 meters where that's the main thing they talk about. So, you know, what hurts or what don't work or, you know. People got enough of their own aches and pains. They don't want to hear about other people's aches and pains.
Check out before I go through all that.
Both my brothers did, kind of checked out before they got in that kind of shape. And my dad, now my stepmama, she died of cancer. That wasn't no good way to go. And my stepdad, he died of cancer. That wasn't no good way to go. But that ain't no good way to go. But it's kind of a slow, drawn out, painful, really bad way to go. And my mom went out with the Alzheimer's. That was, you know, that was a slow goodbye.
Yeah. If I start developing problems, I'm just going to be saying, y'all go ahead and sign me out.
Wife that a few times, just take me outside and shoot me. But she said, nah, we're going to get you fixed.
Any of that stuff yet, the joints or any of that. So far, I'm about like I was 20 years ago, really. I still get around good. I'm hoping not to develop any of that.
I'm 68, and I got the body of a 95-year-old man. I'm trying to reverse the process. I was doing pretty good till COVID hit, and then, you know, you couldn't go out and be in public and go to the gym or the pool or anything, and so then, you know, my health kind of slid back the way it was, but hey, I was getting, you know, pretty good for a while there. I, you know, was going to the gym 3 days a week and getting in pretty decent shape and just got to get back to doing it again.
We don't have COVID anymore.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting out and trying to stay active every day that I got decent weather and there's plenty to do around here. And I keep adding to my antenna farm. I got a couple of antenna projects I need to get back on. As you know, when the weather gets just a little bit better, and it's supposed to be real nice most of this week, so that's what I'm going to do.
70s this week.
Tomorrow is supposed to hit 70, and I think be pretty nice all the way, you know, through the week.
In the forecast,
possibility of a little bit Thursday, and then other than that, it ought to be pretty nice.
Are we gonna get? What are we doing today? Did you say?
I got a doctor's appointment, and then I'm probably work on the she shed some, finish up the insulation, and I've got some linoleum I want to lay out there, and then ought to be about caught up with all the materials at the moment.
You gonna put a pump in it or what?
A portable system that I bought off of MacBed. I got a really good deal on it. Just you know, have it sits in the room, and it's got a flexible pipe that goes to the window, and you adjust it to the size of the window, and it'll be plenty big enough for that building.
Dead air.
Every one does. So we got lucky with that. I wasn't really looking for the heat part when I bought it, but we looked at the specs on it, and now that we've about got the electricity ready to go, I'm gonna put that little unit in it, and then be nice and warm out there for her. And she's got all kind of crafts. I got her a 3D printer, and she's got a embroidery machine, and she got a Cricut machine and a sewing machine. So she's got a lot of craft stuff she's gonna put in there. Got a little 2-meter antenna on top of the building.
Little units. That was an air conditioner. It was, I forgot what they called it. It was just you just set it in a room and you run the little vent out the window. But it didn't have to worry about a condensation or anything, tube or pan or any of that.
Lars loaned us one of them back the last time the fire went off and it was hot weather, and set that thing in the floor, and I had the Ryobi generator going, and it ran it fine, and it with a couple of fans in front of it, it pretty much cooled this whole double wide. So made a believer out of me. And but that Mac bed, you can get really good prices on stuff, but sometimes, you don't know what you're getting till you get it home.
Is Eddie?
For NXY. Anybody out there, come on in.
For time for Fred to get in here.
And what I was thinking is might be about time for him to be calling his son.
Flirt and see if Jonathan's out there. Well, I'm going to get out of here, Dave. I think I'm going to get moving around some, get out of this recliner. And it's getting ready to be daylight, I guess. So I'll probably catch you later on, maybe during the day, if I'll turn the radio on when I get back down here. If not, we'll catch you tomorrow. Enjoyed it, man. And, if you get a chance, shoot that phone number to Patrick, and I'll check with him and see. They may not even want to sell it, but we'll see. Anyway, you have a good one. Talk to you next time. N4, AZ.
Have a good day. I'll talk at you a little later. KF4, NXY.